Welcome to Unboxing Logistics. I'm your host, Lori Boyer from EasyPost, and today I am going to be introducing a new regional carrier option out in the industry. I'm really excited about this because I know that in our community out there, so many of you are looking at diversifying. You are looking at additional carriers, and this is a really, really cool one, and it's kind of a sneak peek kind of thing. They're just kicking off. You're going to know the name when you hear it, but I have got John Cruzan here today with us from Maersk Parcel. John, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Maersk? And that name is going to be really familiar to people, but maybe not in the parcel space.
Sure. Well, good morning, Lori. Thank you for having me. Well, Maersk, I mean, if you've ever sat on a beach and looked out across the horizon and seen a container ship, odds are that it's a Maersk vessel. But Maersk is much more than that. We're a 120-year-old company. We started out, obviously, in container shipping or ocean carriage, but now we are a full end-to-end logistics provider. We're a global player. We're one of the top logistics services companies, and we are now very excited to introduce our new parcel product.
I am so excited about this. So everyone today, hang in there. We're going to talk about what Maersk Parcel does, if it might be right for you, you know, why is it different and how does it work, and all of those good details that I know that you're all just dying for that tea. But before we do that, John, we've been starting this season with a great segment where we are checking AI, doing a little bit of an AI reality check. AI, ChatGPT specifically is what we're doing here, but AI is amazing, incredible, love it, but sometimes it might not be totally accurate. And that's why having experts on the show are giving us just kind of some grading. I think that it's been hitting B to B plus for most of its answers so far this season, but I have asked it, John. Let's see what we got. What does ChatGPT think are the biggest challenges in the parcel shipping industry in 2025? So I'm going to tell you what it says, and you tell me if you think it's missed something, if you think it's spot on, whatever it is. Sound good?
Sounds great. Let's get it started.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay. ChatGPT believes the top three issues facing the parcel industry are, number one, escalating shipping costs. Says that major carriers are continuing to announce large increases in rates, and coupled with all the extra surcharges and fees and all that complexity, you know, that's making it tough for people. Number two, it says labor shortages, ongoing labor shortages, workforce challenges that we've been seeing forever. And number three, consumer expectations. Says consumers are increasingly sensitive to shipping costs and they're pushing back against high fees. So consumers, workforce, and escalated shipping costs. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
It didn't do a bad job, ChatGPT, my antiseptic old friend. It did not do a bad job. I think that obviously rates have been a concern for over the last decade, right? And, you know, if you were shipping a package 10 years ago with the compounding effects of GRIs, it is now 53% more expensive to ship a package today than it was a decade ago.
Wow.
But one of the things I'd like to kind of hone in on, which, because I cheat a little bit, I asked ChatGPT myself. And one of the things that I love to hone in on is the idea of customer or consignee expectations. And I think that's one of the things, and quite frankly, as we go through this conversation today, is one of the reasons why we decided to build Maersk Parcel, was that, you know, consumer expectations are not only about the sensitivity around cost, but it's also the sensitivity around how, when, where a package gets to them. And this is really becomes very important. For 30 years, We've honed in on what's the customer experience in e-commerce, but yet that final mile, that last piece of the post-purchase experience, it's really been about the carriers doing their thing. And I think more and more now, consumers are really starting to say, hey, wait a minute, we also want to be part of this conversation. And we want to be able to start making some decisions about when or where, and the least, the least of which would be what cost we're paying for that parcel to get to us. So it's something I think that over the course of at least the last decade, if not the last 2 decades, is something that the legacy carriers have not really leaned into enough. And have not really made those considerations and potentially kind of changed a little bit of their business model.
Yeah, absolutely. That really, really fascinating. I think as consumers, we are way more engaged and involved and want to know a lot more than I think sometimes the really, really large carriers, those swings and changes are really slow and it's a little bit hard to keep up with just a lightning fast evolution. So, what's the grade you'd give it? A to F.
I would give a solid D, and
Nice.
if I'm feeling like a good grader today, maybe a B plus.
Awesome. Love it. Okay. Another thing that we've been doing is I have been asking everyone, this is honestly, John, just been my favorite thing so far this year. It just makes me feel, it's just such a reminder that relationships are so key in this industry, that we work together to make all of this work. And so, who is somebody that you particularly admire from the industry? It could be someone who was a mentor. It could be somebody who was in the industry and has, retired since then. Is there somebody that you really admire and why?
A group of people, and I think they are all have kind of the same characteristics. I think that I started my career in logistics 25 years ago. So if you're thinking about a gift, it is my silver anniversary.
Oh, yay.
And I started with Airborne Express out of Seattle, Washington. And if anybody's been around for a minute in this industry, they'll know the name Jerry Hempstead. Jerry Hempstead was the original Mr. Parcel, but he was also a mentor. He taught me a lot about what those customer expectations are, and that it's not just about rate, but it's the whole package. And then you consider people like that are firmly in the industry, like Satish Jindel with ShipMatrix. Here's a man who knows this industry inside and out, and likes to give his opinion about it. And then you take a look at kind of some of the newer companies, the newer breeds. I'm very fascinated, and I really like what Jason Murray and Shipium are doing right now. I love watching the evolution of that product. So I think that as you start to kind of look a little bit in the rearview mirror and say, who are the people that influence me? I think that it's the people that really kind of took the time to understand the insides and outs of this industry and are willing to share it with the next generation, the next group.
I love that. I love, there are a couple of things there that really stood out to me. Some of those people you like really were the basics, the customer expectations. Some of them were kind of the innovators. How can we push the industry to the next level? But all of it, exactly what you were saying, related to listening, understanding, and sharing that information. Because if you do have great insights, but you never tell anyone and you never get that point out there, yeah. That's fantastic, John. I love that. I'm going to look those people up on LinkedIn, see if I can follow them and get a little more info. So, okay, John, you teased us a little bit at the beginning in talking about some of the challenges and the issues going on in the parcel shipping industry that kind of led maybe to Maersk Parcel coming about. Let's talk about maybe what do you feel like are the frustrations businesses have been facing? And then, how does that relate back to why Maersk Parcel started?
Well, I think that you take a look at kind of the long view, right? So the runway from where we were to where we are today, again, look at that, that 10-year span of time where we've, where price rate has increased. That's one thing, but I think that now we're in a different type of environment. And that is really about we've got prices going up, we've got fees going up, but we've also got in many respects services going down. And the idea that we're elongating service times, or we've got some carriers are saying, hey, that those rural areas really are really expensive for us to service. We're going to have to change the way that we engage after 100 years. All those things are, are foundational, but it's also about the expectation, again, that the consumer has, that the shipper has, that what they're going to, if they're going to give a package to a carrier, that that carrier will move it along as expeditiously as possible and get it there so their customer, especially in the e-commerce space, that their customers are satisfied, because that customer is the lifeblood of that merchant. And if that experience isn't good, then that customer potentially goes. So all of this really combines to, create an environment where we could take a look at the market and maybe we can change it and elevate it a little bit with a new product that does newer things. The thing about Maersk Parcel is that we were very, we were very specific on the target market that we wanted to address. Maersk Parcel isn't like a legacy carrier in terms of we're not looking at being able to be all things to all people. We are very specifically built for the small and mid-sized business market. More pointedly, even the SMB e-commerce market. And the reason why we did that was really twofold. Number one, we saw that that's the cohort that's getting really beaten up, especially, with rate fees, new charges,
Yes.
things like that. But I think also is that relationship, and again, this is going to be a theme, Lori, that we're going to go through throughout this entire webcast, is the idea that those relationships are the lifeblood of a small merchant.
Massively.
And if that experience isn't just spot on, then that merchant has to do more work to retain that customer.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so there are a couple of things that I thought were huge. When you said that prices have gone up, I think that we often focus on that, but also service levels have gone down. That was just absolutely true. And I think that small businesses have experienced that. Things have slowed down. And so that percentage, you said earlier, 53% more expensive, but for often, many times, worse service. I think that as well, that regional kind of offering, and we're going to kind of talk a little bit about Maersk Parcel, where you are offered, and hone in on who that audience is. This is kind of, I like to say, everyone in the community out there, a little bit of a sneak peek almost. Maersk Parcel is just kicking off, barely opening up as a new carrier, and will be continuing to expand, but right now is heavily focused in specific areas. So we're going to talk about that, John. But I think that some of it has to do with those exact consumer expectations, John, that you were talking about. The need for regional carriers, the need for these kind of more rural areas or the areas that haven't been traditionally those big routes, has expanded as e-commerce and consumer expectations and demand for things have grown in areas that, previously weren't so huge.
Most definitely. And I think that the ubiquity of e-commerce has changed the landscape historically. I mean, this is going back to, we have not seen over the course of the last 20 years or so changes to this industry. I mean, the last change that is probably applicable is when UPS was delivering packages in a horse-drawn carriage in Seattle. I mean, this is what, and the changes that have come from the ubiquity of e-commerce have really been, foundational to how the industry worked, right? I mean, again, it's, hey, it's going to be 2-day service, so it's going to be free shipping, or it's going to, our entire lexicon, our entire expectations have changed in a very short period of time. And what I think needs, what the next phase of that is really being able to, especially for, again, that small mid-market merchant or that small mid-market business, is to give them an alternative to what they've previously known and make sure that alternative is, number one, solving their pain, and number two, is giving real value to their customer.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the interesting kind of challenges I've often seen with this small business is they're exactly what you're talking about. They're the kind of people, and if that's you out there in the community, shout out, love you. But often you as an e-commerce small business get stuck using only those traditional carriers because you don't know, and it feels a little bit scary sometimes to branch out to alternative carriers and to regional carriers, and it feels complex and scary, but that is so not what I would ever recommend for any of you. There are those opportunities. There are so many great regional carriers out there who can help you save a ton of money or have a better service level or both, that you shouldn't just be stuck using just really those specific traditional models. So I really, really encourage my small businesses out there. Don't let fear, don't let that keep you from being able to be really successful in that shipping field. One thing I love though about Maersk is the fact that you are a really trusted name, right? Like you said, I've seen Maersk out on those shipping, out in the shipping lanes, those big ships for ages, 120 years, I think you said. So how was it then? I guess let's step back just a bit. How did Maersk decide to jump into parcel? And let's really define this audience, maybe the regions you're in right now. Who is it that you're serving and how does it work?
I think it's two pieces, kind of the motivation, and as I said at the beginning, we are a full end-to-end logistics provider. So the goal for Maersk is from, a factory overseas to your front porch. And that, to get it to your front porch is that piece of it's the final mile. And this goes squarely along with what our value proposition is to our global customers, is that we are an end-to-end provider and one of the best end-to-end providers in on the globe. Now, what we've built here is something a little different for Maersk, because Maersk typically has been, their typical customer is a little bit larger. But again, in this market in North America and in where we saw real pain points for different cohorts within the shipping community, that this is why we leaned into this. Now, that does not mean that Maersk doesn't have products that go farther upstream and services larger customers, but this particular product is really focused on that group. And the reason why we focused on this particular part of the market was because we realized really where a lot of those pain points were when small businesses are working with kind of the legacy carriers. And quite frankly, again, when you're looking at rising costs, diminishing services, there becomes an opening there for us to develop something that really speaks to them. And I believe that's what we did with Maersk Parcel. The way that we've built Maersk Parcel in for this particular segment of the market is that we've taken Maersk assets and regional partner assets, and we've combined them together to build a PU&D, a pickup and delivery network, that can move packages for these customers to their customers at a very competitive rate at a very competitive time in transit. And we think that that becomes a differentiator, especially given some of the chaos that's happening in other parts of the market with other carriers.
Okay, so I'll put on my hat. Let's say I'm a small business owner. Why would I choose to use Maersk Parcel? You kind of gave that a little bit, but I'm going to be worried about speed and cost and reliability. How can I feel brave enough to make that leap? Why is it a value to me?
One of the first things out of the gate that we did, which I think is was needed, is we took a look at what was out there in the market, and we made a very conscious effort to simplify this whole program.
Love that word, John. Simplify and logistics. Oh, the angels are singing.
So the idea was to, hey, wait, let's just take this down to the studs for a second and then build it back up. And so what we've built is a program that has one rate that is very competitive in the market, one service, which is 3 days time in transit, and it's wrapped in it's wrapped in the Maersk brand, and it's also backed by Maersk. So it is Maersk customer service. A very simple, we're very proud of this, a very simple claims process. It is, when you get on the phone or you email someone, it's going to be Maersk. And that plus the development of partner ecosystems, EasyPost being one, that allows us to get to market easier, with less cost for the shipper, less cost for partners, and quite frankly, it helps our carrier partners to be able to reduce their costs as well.
So are people locked in? So let's say that I decided I wanted to use Maersk. Am I locked into a certain number of years if I'm wanting to try it out, or a certain amount of my volume, any of that kind of stuff?
None of that, which again makes it different in the market, at least in the attitude that we're taking, is that we understand that no carrier, and I've worked for many carriers over my career, not one carrier can be all things to all shippers. Services can't be all things to all shippers. What we've developed here is something that specifically addresses the pain points around this certain type of shipper, which are, either mom and pop shops, brick and mortar retail locations, or small e-commerce brands that are looking to not only reduce their costs, but also increase their confidence that that customer experience with their customer is actually going to be elevated.
Okay, so you're not saying then, John, that this mom and pop shop, because you said no one can be all things to all shippers. I loved that line. That was really, really good. If anyone is telling you that they can be all things to you, please, that's a big red flag. Step back. So no one can be all things to all shippers. So you're not saying that everyone should move all of their volume over to Maersk Parcel.
No, on the contrary, we
Okay.
understand where we play, we understand where we work, and where we work effectively. Quite frankly, and the way that we built this, with the understanding that simplicity is key, and we are not all things to all people. Right now, what we focus on the shorter zones. We focus on zones 1 through 5. And why do we do that? Well, because what we want to do is, because we're leveraging an ecosystem of carrier partners as well as our own assets, it makes sense for us to solve the problem of those shorter zones where, quite frankly, if you take a look at data, the data is quite clear that the vast majority of these shippers are shipping within that range up to 75%. So our attitude was, hey, let's focus on the 75%, get that absolutely locked down right, and then we will expand and start to address the outer zones. That's the 25%.
Okay, so John, that's perfect. What I'm hearing then is mom and pop stores, maybe small e-commerce, people who are in those shorter zones, zones 1 through 5. That's kind of our sweet spot there. Are there any other characteristics maybe that I'm missing that maybe is a big green flag of, hey, Maersk Parcel could be the right solution for you right now?
Again, looking at how do we want to build a product and how do we want to take it to market and how do we want to address this particular cohort, we are coming out with a first for the SMB community, a commercialized sub-pound rate. So we will also service from 8 ounces to 15.9999 ounces.
What if it's 15.9999? Are you
Yes, it's a trailing nine, but
okay?
yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. All the
Yeah.
nines.
So and again, this is there's been a few carriers that have kind of come out and said, hey, we'll do sub pound that, and a lot of carriers I know from even my days, yeah, we'll do a sub pound package, but we'll charge you for a pound. This is the first time that we are coming out with a outside of the obviously outside of the USPS, where we will come out with a commercialized, marketable sub-pound rate for the SMB shipper.
Okay, so perfect. So thank you for adding in that weight. 8 ounces to 15.9999999, just under 16, under the pound. We could get that. Mom and pop, zones 1 through 5, shorter routes. Anything else that we're missing?
I think that again, one of the ways that we are taking this to market is really geographically. And it's that again is a bit of a differentiator. In some of my older roles, you just open it up to everyone and let everybody start to participate. The way that we've built this, though, really lends itself to rolling it out into geographies. Now, which is interesting in retrospect, as we were doing this, we thought we were being very innovative. But apparently, a lot of other people had the same idea. So if you take a look at what Amazon's doing right now, they basically create a regional infrastructure. You take a look at what the USPS is trying to do right now. They are creating a regional infrastructure. And so although we develop these ideas almost in a vacuum, that we are coming out with a regional strategy that really leverages our carrier partners, our channel partners, right? And then another piece of this is our retail partners, and I'll get into that in a moment. But you take all of those together, and then what we are for this first year, we will really target kind of the top 30, we call it, MSAs, metropolitan statistical areas, top 30 urban areas. And then from there, we will expand outward. Now, the top 30 urban centers in the US represents half the GDP and half the US population. It also includes the top nine, enough fingers here, the top nine e-commerce states, e-commerce shipping states, which is fairly obvious. It's really anything that's on the coast. So by focusing on these markets first and really starting to prove out the product and to be able to start to service the those shippers, then what we really do is we have a great foundation not only to expand our geographical footprint, but that foundation also allows us to build other products and services on top of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it actually is a testament to the vision of Maersk and, Amazon and USPS and everyone else that we're seeing this need to build region to region, so that sometimes when we open the doors to everyone, a lot of stuff falls through the cracks. And so you can just really hone in on what is super important in those areas. And I think that's really, really critical for our audience. I really admire that that's what the way you're doing it. So
you
talked about it evolving over time. Mm-hmm. So let's talk. So, you know, I guess, how do you see it in 6 months, a year? Again, knowing these are predictions. No, nobody's locking you in, John.
Right. But he's like, I remember when you said that 6 months
ago. That's right. Somebody's going to be like, John.
You know, the way that we built this was to create a foundation that then we could add more products and services on top of that. We also built out a retail network of retail brick and mortar. We're starting in the pack and ship industry. So if you've ever gone to a store to go ship a package, that's where we're focused today in that particular retail vertical. We've got a great partner in a company called Package Hub, Brandon Gale, who I think you just
love, Brandon,
had a conversation with. So we're starting there. Now, why are we doing retail? Well, for a number of reasons. Same reason FedEx does it, same reason UPS does it, same reason USPS does it, is because when you are starting to deal with small shippers, the incremental shippers, the type of merchants maybe that they're getting a couple of orders a week or a couple of orders a day, which translates to a couple of shipments a week or a day. And so to be able to have them be able to take those to a very local store, be able to consolidate those there, not only saves the shipper money because now they're not paying pickup fees, but it also helps to lower our partners' cost as well. So our carrier partners and Maersk, obviously, we want to be more efficient as we pick up and deliver these packages. And one of the ways that we do that is by consolidating these incremental shipments together so they look like they're larger shipments. So really, we have three different ecosystems that are working together. We have a carrier network. We have a channel network, which are small business merchants. And then we have a retail network. And the way that this is built is that they were all built to work in harmony together. So we actually are able to lower costs for both the shipper and the carrier and be able to increase that customer service.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, as if I were a small business owner, is that we're taking Maersk's influence and power and those relationships we've talked about in the industry to trickle that down to me. So I may not be able to get the best rate or the best carriers or the best, options out there as just this little small mom and pop business, but Maersk can negotiate and get some good rates and make sure that I have that sort of power of the Maersk name and those relationships that have been built in there in place with your channel partners, your carriers, and your retailers. And then I can kind of get a little bit of an advantage of that. Am I saying that wrong, John?
I think you're absolutely, absolutely spot on. I think things that, given what we've built, you know, a lot of people are very quick to say, oh, they're just an aggregator or just a reseller, or they're a hybrid, or they're this or they're that. One of and I think this is where the Maersk brand and the Maersk infrastructure really comes into play. And this is a differentiator, is that you can be a small shipper and you can go to regional carriers. You can have all these different contracts. That's fine. But the idea that this whole product is wrapped around the Maersk infrastructure really makes it different. And so when we start talking about, you know, customer service, hey, do you have someone that you can talk to? Yes. Is it easy to get to? Yes, it is. When we talk about claims, let's simplify this process. We don't need a three-panel judge to adjudicate if a claim is valid or not. How do we simplify billing as much as possible? How do we simplify adjustments as much as possible? This is what Maersk as the tip of the spear really brings to this whole transaction. And I also think that also gives shippers the confidence in us if they try us once or twice to say, yes, I can see this as a viable carrier for my parcels.
One last thing I want us to talk about before we end here. I know we're almost out of time, but EasyPost loves partnering with Maersk Parcel. You have been an incredible partner for us. Can you explain a little bit about that EasyPost Maersk relationship and how that would work if I am a mom and pop store?
So it again, going back down to blocking and tackling, simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. When we decided to build this, we could have spent 6 months tinkering in our lab and built APIs and done all of this, but we already had a relationship with EasyPost. My relationship with EasyPost goes back since the founding of the company. But from a Maersk perspective, we already were working with you. And one of the things that we decided pretty early on was that we would build this entire product inside of EasyPost. So it allows not only EasyPost customers, but as importantly, EasyPost partners to be able to access us very easily. It's basically turning on a switch. There is no integration. There is no waiting for contracts to be signed. There is just be able to, in a few steps, be able to start to consume the Maersk Parcel value offering very quickly. And that has, I think, turned out to be a fairly prophetic. I think that it's one of the things that we looked at and said, yeah, this would be nice to have. But once we did it, it became something like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. And it allows us, Maersk and EasyPost, to go, to go to market in many ways, to go to market together, shoulder to shoulder. But it also allows for access to this new product from EasyPost customers very, very easily.
Yeah, absolutely. As an EasyPost customer, I know a lot of our community are EasyPost customers already. You know, we have over 100 carriers that we work with, tons of carriers. Maersk Parcel is just really top tier, and I can't emphasize that enough. They're easily found within our systems, and you can, it's a sort of a plug and play, just get in, try them out, use them for a portion of, zones 1 through 5, what you've got going there, all those characteristics John laid out for us earlier. So absolutely. And again, if you are a small mom and pop, if you're not an EasyPost customer, it is totally free to sign up. You can jump in and access. We've done all of that legwork to create those APIs for you so you don't have to have 1,000 different APIs. John, anything else you wanted to say there?
Very easy to see as we start to grow out our network and grow out our footprint. You can check with Maersk, you can check with EasyPost, you can check with our package hub partners. And if we are not quite there in the place that you are, we will be very soon.
Very soon. So keep your eye out. I want John for you to come back in about 6 months. Let's check in, see how we've expanded, see what we're learning. Do you commit to coming back?
Yes, I
Awesome.
would
I
be
love
missing
it.
for the world.
Great. John, if anyone has any questions for you or wants to follow you or anything, how should they do that?
They can go through my email address, which
Great.
we'll provide,
Happy to share.
and they also obviously go through EasyPost as well. And we are EasyPost and Maersk talks every day, so I'm sure that. If you need to get a hold of us or want to know, get more information, there's a number of ways that a company can do that.
Well, we are just really excited over here on the EasyPost side for this really amazing new offering from Maersk Parcel. So give it a chance, take a look at it, and see how it works for you. But John, thanks again for being here,
Thank
and
you. This has been a blast.
so fun. And everybody, we will see you next time.